Welcome to News Video Clip. If you have watched or listened to our podcast before, you know that we've posted videos of Donald Trump falling asleep in the middle of the White House during meetings. And we have another one for you today, and this one's actually pretty funny. There were all these religious figures who came to the White House, including evangelical pastor Paula White, who is very famous for selling Easter blessings for thousands of dollars. Here she is praising Trump for standing up for faith while he sits and sleeps.
The rejection, the pain, the trauma that was caused simply because of faith. And it is just inconceivable that no one has stood up like you have stood up to fight for faith, which gives us meaning and purpose and hope and an ability to continue to be our...
Stood up? He can't even wake up. The man is almost catatonic. It's just pathetic. He should be in a nursing home. He should not be the president of the United States. That's just an absolute joke. All right, now we're going to go to one of Trump's biggest supporters, who is Megyn Kelly. She hosts a show on Sirius XM ever since she got fired from NBC for her racist comments. And well, and she's at it again. The folks over at I've Had It have her going on a wild racist tirade, even though she claims to be a Christian. Let's listen to this.
This has been going on for over a dozen years. Go home. Get out. We know our country's better than yours. That's because we filled it with our work ethic and our culture and our values. You being here only dilutes it for us, those who built it and live it. And half of you people, more than half, you won't assimilate. We don't want you. We don't care if you're offended. Get out. Go home. Go back to fucking Haiti. Sorry. I'm thinking about our friends in Ohio who've been dealing with these.
Imagine she calls herself a Christian. For me and you, Josh, that's not shocking because we grew up in the Bible Belt and have found the most Christian people like her to be the meanest, cruelest people in the Bible Belt.
Can I just say this? She looks like a nurse wearing a nurse outfit and a horn. Can I, on that clip that you just showed us, when the fuck does she look at that? Yeah, she looks like speaking all this garbage, all this hateful nonsense. How many times in her day does she come across Haitians? And what the fuck do they do to her? How many Haitians are in the Epstein files? Does anybody know?
Zero.
Zero
Haitians. Uh-huh.
Yeah, how many pedophile Haitians do we know? How many pedophile Republicans? How many convicted felon Republicans do we know? I mean, fuck, it's not even a close call. Give me a hut full of Haitians any day over that MAGA fucking bullshit at the White House. And
thank you so much, Josh Welch. Have to agree with that. And I don't even know what kind of Christianity Megyn Kelly claims to follow. It has nothing to do with Jesus. The real Christians know that. All right, now we're going to go to another racist. This is Representative Tom Emmer of Minnesota, and he was speaking at the Faith and Freedom Conference, and he went on a racist rant against Somalians. So let's watch Tom, shall we?
I don't really care where you come from, but if you come to this great country, you have to understand you're coming here to be an American. We celebrate everyone's culture. We're happy with that, as long as you are an American. Celebrate your culture. I don't care. Italian, Polish, Somali. Okay? But they don't assimilate. And if they don't assimilate, then they should go the hell back to where they came from.
Well, you know, I just happened to look up Tom Emmer's family, and they weren't born in the United States. They came from the Czech Republic. They came from England. Tom, maybe you need to get the hell out of this country. How about that? Racist. All righty, we're going to move on. And we have another clip from I've Had It. And this is about Elon Musk, who has been freaking out all week because people are calling him out because he and Doge, his group of weirdos, destroyed a U.S. agency called USAID, which provides help to poor people, including children who need food and medical care around the world. So Elon's been responding to this by posting old videos of himself. Once again, here's I've Had It with the video.
Here is Elon. Elon Musk has been unraveling because Congressman Ro Khanna came on this here podcast, spoke to me about Elon Musk heading USAID and a peer-reviewed UCLA study that determined that the USAID cuts are going to kill millions of children. Elon Musk, stage five meltdown, titty baby city, fetal position, you've seen it before. So he starts posting old clips of him talking about USAID. And let's play this one.
And then when we ask for any evidence whatsoever, I say, well, please connect us with this group of children so we can talk to them and understand more about their issue. We get nothing. They don't even try to come up with a show orphan, meaning like this sort of like, well, can we at least see a few kids?
Okay. So here's what he's saying. Like, okay, fine. He's saying, I won't cut the aid if you can get these kids to call me. Get these kids to Zoom me. He's so divorced from reality. These are poor kids with diseases that are looking for grain and clean filtered water to stay alive. And Elon Musk says, can you get me in touch with this group of kids right. So I can...
Yeah, right. As if starving children, children in need of medical don't exist. Unless they call Elon Musk. I mean, Elon Musk is clearly out of his freaking mind. You know, he has said that he uses ketamine. Maybe that drug has something to do with it. I have no idea, but he's completely deranged. All right, now finally we have a new book that has come out about Trump and his administration. It's called Regime Change, and it has some embarrassing things in it. Especially about his bathroom habits. President Donald Trump is furious that his disturbing bathroom habits, which include wall-to-wall carpeting in the White House bathroom, gross, have been revealed in a new book called Regime Change, written by New York Times reporters Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan. One senior Trump official said, quote, it makes him look so fucking gross. The president sees everything, and he knows about the trash in the bathroom parts of the book. He thinks it's complete bullshit that it got published. Also, the book has ramped up Trump's searing paranoia, and his hunt for leaks has stalled out because too many of the senior officials who were supposed to be finding leaks are themselves the leakers. So that's wonderful. I'm so glad Trump's own people are leaking facts about him, especially the embarrassing stuff. I love that. Oh, Christmas came early. Alrighty, we have links to all of these stories right below the video. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Riley Gaines, Joe Rogan, Benny Johnson, Jimmy Dore, Tim Pool, they're all paid influencers. They never back up their claims. They don't provide any links for all the bullshit they push because they're pushing bullshit. That's right. All right. Thank you guys so much for subscribing. I really do appreciate it. It's been awesome. If this is your first time watching, please like and subscribe. If you hate this show, please subscribe. And if you hate me, definitely subscribe. Okay, we'll be back later with more news.